then the thing that sticks in the ground, when you have a wire fence?
Poles.
Poles. Okay, and if you had two, you'd call it, what, two?
Two poles.
Okay. Let's see, now, talking about stuff you might have in the kitchen and things, let's see, first of all, what would you call a wooden vessel that you might carry water or milk or something in?
A bucket.
Okay, is that, what if it's made out of metal?
A tin bucket.
Tin bucket. You don't, a pail, is that any different from a bucket?
A pail, one of them is pail, we call them all pails, bucket, tin bucket, cedar bucket.
Okay. There's no difference in size or?
Yeah, gallon, half gallon,
okay.
2 gallon.
But between pail and bucket, is there a difference in size?
Well, most of the 10 galvanized bucket is 10-quart bucket.
Okay.
But I ain't never measured a wooden bucket. I don't know how much it holds.
Okay. And this is something you might keep garbage in. You'd call that a
garbage can.
Okay. And something you might use in the kitchen for frying eggs in or something.
You call it a fry pan.
Is that, what if it has a, well, what does that look like? Frying pan.
It's a pan with a handle to it.
Okay, it's flat on the bottom?
Yeah.
What if it had little legs on the bottom?
Call that a skillet.
Skillet?
Yeah.
Okay. And something you might, a big thing that you might have used to boil water in?
A kettle.
Okay. Do you ever call that anything else?
Nothing but a kettle.
Okay. Then this is something that you might,
We call them pots, you know, with the open mouth.
A
kettle that shuts up.
Kettle shuts up and pot does?
Pot's open. You have a top to put on here.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, okay. then something you might have on the mantle or something that has cut flowers in it.
A vase.
Vase. And what if the flowers are still growing? What'd you call that? Something you might put flowers in and the flowers are growing.
Water pot. Flower pot.
Okay. Okay. You said water pot, did you? Ever call it that? Water?
I just made a mistake. It's a
flower pot. Okay. When you eat, you have the plates, and then what type of silverware do you have?
Knives and fork and spoons.
Okay, and you say one knife or what?
One fork and one spoon.
And okay. I gotta get pronunciation on this, so one.
One knife.
And two.
One fork.
Okay.
One spoon.
And if you had more than one knife, it would be?
Two.
Okay, two. Two.
Of each.
Okay. Okay, and then after you've eaten, you might get up and take the dishes to the sink. So you could do what to them?
Wash them.
Okay, and you say, okay, your wife might wash the dishes, and after she washes
them,
okay, but after she washes the dishes, she'd hold them under the water, and you say then she
rinse them.
Okay, and so you say she
rinse. Scalded dishes.
Okay.
Scalded dishes.
Okay, and something you might use to wash the dishes with.
Dish rag.
Okay, and and then for wiping them off, for drying them.
Use